We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What a disgraceful performance by the 76ers last night. And my ability to start talking right at the precise moment I was supposed to, given the sounds of this song, prove yet again I could be an exceptional DJ on a music station. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Now, we're not even in the mood for jokes. I wish we could joke around. I really do. I wish we could joke. John, I was thinking about in the commercial break, and you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, and I really think it's true. Being such a hardcore sports fan as we are, it can't be good for our health.
I mean, you're right. It's exhausting, and it does. The blood pressure.
Oh, my God.
I am very – I noticed my blood pressure during – games like last night, during moments like last night, yeah. When in the first quarter Joel got another injury that he wanted to show to us.
And remind me, what was that one?
Remember when he saved the ball going out of bounds and landed on some chairs and some fans? That was another. When I saw that, it
stupid
was like
play by him, by
it was
the
like
way.
Wow, it seems sort of lackluster, and now this, it's exactly what we hoped we wouldn't have, which was Joel focused more on the, you know, what's stopping him than what he can do if he just plays basketball.
And by the way, Barkley, you know, we touched on this earlier. He had a theory that it was almost exclusively about the MVP voting thing, which I don't know that Charles is right about that, but I do think played a part.
I think it had something to do with it. After the game, Joel said, hey, I've known this for a couple weeks.
He sounded disappointed, clearly. Let's listen to Barkley. This is halftime. Barkley revved it up both at halftime and after the game, but he really revved it up the most at halftime because, honest to God, by halftime, it pretty much felt like the game was over. It really did. I know Maxey hit that one three. I think it was Maxey hit a three. What was that, end of the third quarter, or was that the halftime?
It was third quarter.
That's what I thought.
The long one, yeah.
And then I think Miami had the first, like, 7 points of the fourth quarter, and then 12. The game.
10, yeah, whatever. It was 10 or 12, yeah.
Well, I guess it was 7, 10, and 12 then. Anyway, here's Barkley at halftime, because the game already felt over, and he lit into Embiid, and he lit into the Sixers, and justifiably so.
Joel Embiid is so distracted, in my opinion, by this MVP thing. He's not there tonight. He got 6 points, but he's not being aggressive. He's throwing the ball away. I'm like, and I wonder on that team who's gonna say, "Yo, man, you the MVP. We knew you're the MVP. Now go ahead and prove it." But Ernie, when you are mad about something, it can work both ways, and it's working the wrong way for Joel Embiid tonight. He is so distracted, and like I say, Derek Smith, Rick Mahorn, and Dan Marley, they told me, "Man, dude, you playing like crap. Get your head out your ass and play better." And somebody got to say that.
Total disgrace last night by Embiid. Total. And by the whole team. I mean, lack of effort, lack of focus, lack of execution, lack of intensity. Total disgrace. No life. Looked like the walking dead. And certainly the other guys took their cue from Embiid. And this is all what makes it tough, really tough, to elevate, which you guys know I never have yet done, Embiid to best in the league status. Or, you know, one of the all-time great center status. I've talked about that I think he was the MVP this year, and I believe that. But that's different than best in the league. What Joel did last night, LeBron and Steph Curry would not have done.
And Giannis. You got to put Giannis
in. And I think Giannis also. It would not have had a lack of will. What you saw last night was a lack of will. That can't happen. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Jesse right now. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, John. Joe. Good to be on with you guys.
Thanks, Jesse.
Our pleasure, buddy.
I'm just calling in. I kind of agree with what you guys are saying. I heard a few callers sitting here defending Joel and saying, you know, kind of make a point about it. You know, how can you criticize the man's heart? Well, I can tell you, I've watched the Sixers all season, and I've seen him lean over and hold his knees above the three-point line consistently in certain games throughout the year. He just quits in certain games. He disappears in certain games. Maybe they're big games. Maybe there's a big, you know, big star on the other team. Maybe somebody's pushing him a little hard, and he doesn't push back. And then he just disappears. Now, I criticize him because he sits here and he gyrates on the floor. He does the old suck it at the half court after he gets an N1. He talks all this junk in the media. And then he wants everybody to sit here and give him a break? No, dude, step it up. If you want to smoke, step it up. Do what you're supposed to do.
I totally agree.
Superstar MVP player.
Yep.
And then maybe people will start clapping for you and they'll stop criticizing you. I don't care about the points. I don't care about, oh, who's doing it. I want you to get in the paint. Show me you're there to play. Show some effort. Bang some bodies. Put somebody on the court. Get a rebound. And then start yelling at your teammates. That's what I want from you, dude. I don't need you roping around, crying like a baby. If you're injured, sit on the bench. I don't need you on the floor doing it. And that's why I'm at.
I think it's well said, Jesse. I mean, look, he obviously is injured, and I want him in the game. I just want him to be wired differently to understand that in no way should a face or a thumb injury affect his will, his intensity, his heart. Look, I get that you're probably going to get a lesser version of Embiid. That's fine. I mean, if you don't have a full working thumb, yeah, okay, you're a lesser version. But don't allow yourself to play so small and weak and not disinterested, but disengaged. Jesse, give me something that you used to love you don't love as much anymore.
It's probably a lot of people's thing. It's snow. I used to love snow as a kid.
Oh, interesting.
And, now I'm older. It's just not as fun. 100%
agree.
I still love it, but I understand how for a lot of people, particularly adults, that plays as a good answer. By the way, whoever comes up with the best answer to this question today, what is something that you used to love and don't love as much anymore or don't love at all anymore, whoever comes up with the best answer is going to win a pair of tickets to the Phillies-Giants game that's June 1st. We're all going to be headed down, so John, James, and I will all be there. It's going to be a group of about 35 or 40 of us. 30 listeners, and one person from that group of 30 will get a chance to get a photograph with the Top Gun Maverick star, Miles Teller, of course, friend of the show. He's been on our show before. He's going to be there that night, Top Gun night at the ballpark, And one of our listeners is going to get a chance to get in a photograph with Miles Teller, which is real cool. James, what do you got? So hit us up with a great answer for something that you used to love and don't anymore. James, what do you got in there?
Matt Vierling has been sent to AAA by the Phillies. Billy Falter brought up to start the game today against Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly has not performed well, to say the least. I mean, this is 2 years in a row. The center field position is really a disaster in the first month of the season. Obviously, the Mickey Moniak injury didn't help. But I'll
he's got to be getting close.
Well, getting close, and the red carpet will be rolled out for him to have an opportunity. But I will say this. You know my theory, John. I wasn't going to believe it with Mickey Moniak till I saw it.
I believe it more than you
Stott,
do.
And Stott being so bad in April, to me, is justification, let's say, or explanation of why I did not believe in Moniak.
Well, Bryson Stott was not the first pick overall. Mickey Moniak.
Yep.
It's like we always – hoped maybe it was in there.
I just find it weird that you think 3 weeks of spring training
is going to override. I thought he was terrible every other time that I've ever seen him up in the big leagues.
Yeah.
But the fact that this staff, the coaching staff, said, hey, we were able to figure it out.
Yeah.
And then that was followed with a real major difference in performance.
Yep.
Like, he was outstanding in spring
training. But it was only a couple of weeks.
I understand.
Against a lot of scrub pitchers.
It just gives me hope.
Well, I get hope. It just doesn't give me much.
I'm excited for him. I'm happy for him. And I
so,
John,
is it a Dubel Herrera show until Moniak's back?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, a Dubel every day and the occasional slide over by one of the other outfielders?
Probably.
Or Roman Quinn.
Sure.
Yeah, and you got Roman Quinn
as long as he's still healthy.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Josh in Manayunk. Hello, Josh.
We got Roman Quinn. Great. Until a paper cut happens, and then he's out for the game, you know, for 10 days.
10 days, you know, guys, 6 months.
Yeah, he's amazing how fast he gets hurt. You sneeze on that guy. Hey, yeah, real quick about Embiid. Played awful, and I think the guys fed off that energy. And let's not forget, Miami shot the hell out of it early. And that's something they haven't been able to do in the previous two games. And when they're shooting, man, they're hard to beat. But we didn't have an answer. And, you know, I don't know whether Maxey just waits for his opportunity, but he's got to be more aggressive too. You know, I think he's getting a pass today because everyone's focused on Embiid. But,
to some degree, he defers to Joel and to James Harden. And when they're, when they're not doing well, when they're missing, and no one is getting a rebound because our entire team is stuck in mud and all the Heat players are hustling and, getting those balls in the open court. Like, he didn't have the opportunities.
The energy just wasn't there last night, and it's embarrassing for me because game fives are huge, and they didn't have it. But
yeah.
I think they'll be able to respond tomorrow night. I think we'll get to game seven, but it's just disappointing right now.
Well, it's incredibly disappointing, Josh, because we've been here before, and it just feels like a broken record. I mean, honest to God, it's like the same thing every year. I mean, it's slightly different. You know, 1 year Ben's afraid to shoot. 1 year, 1 year Joel's sick against Toronto. Another year is broken face. I mean, the whole thing is just
it's a broken record every year, Josh.
It is a broken record. Josh, give me something you used to love and don't anymore.
Soda.
Soda.
Interesting. Treat in our house growing up, Fridays and Saturdays.
Yep.
But now all of a sudden, I got to be honest, it upsets the stomach, so I don't get anything out of it.
Let me ask you a question, Josh. We're going to get a little personal here.
Sure.
Because you just said it upsets the stomach. I'm wondering if it upsets a little bit below the stomach. Because for me, it upsets below the stomach.
Yes, it does, Joe. Okay. That's why we try unsweet tea and lemonade.
Wow, yep.
You
how
guys
about
are
that?
Like two yep. peas
that's
in
tough,
a pot.
Man.
Dude.
That's a tough break.
I have identified the big four for me. The big four. Soda, beer,
wow,
onions, and I'm forgetting right now, soda, beer, onions, and I can't remember. And chocolate.
Those are staples in my all four.
Those,
especially the first three are like literal. I have every day.
Yep.
I mean, every day of my life.
John, it explains a lot of why, as you know, and I've told you this before, from around the age of 15 till really recently, I mean, we're talking a full go uncontrollably. I mean,
wait, what are we talking
we're
about?
We're talking about the full Monty, man. Almost
a full go
almost every day. So and it caused damage.
If soda's involved.
Which I'm still dealing with.
Man!
And I dealt with again last night. I had another procedure last night.
Oh,
is horrifying.
What? I had another procedure with a doctor last night.
It sounds horrible.
It never ends.
I mean, I have no, like, zero issue. Yeah. Like, I've never had any, I'm as
never
regular
ends.
As it gets.
Never
Richie,
ends.
Richie, we've talked about this. Yeah. That's tough, man.
Never ends.
I really feel for you.
Thank you.
I do feel for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel for you.
And unlike Joelle, and believe me, I don't feel good today, but I wasn't bringing
Look
it up until
you,
until this
the
guy.
Will power through.
Oh, boy. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Hey, up ahead, what Joel Embiid said after the game last night, you'll hear it about his, you know, physical condition, mindset, whatever, all that stuff. It's all next, plus your phone calls on all these topics on 94WIP.
It's Spring Dance Hot Tub's annual May Day sale. Now is the perfect time to buy with special offers on their top-selling swim spas and hot tubs. Add a Bluetooth system to your hot tub for just $11.99 installed, normally $17.99, so you save $600 when you buy during the sale. Add your favorite sounds to your spring and summer by sending the music right to your hot tub speakers. Hurry in. The sale ends soon in Jamison, Exton, Marlton, New Jersey, Plymouth Meeting, or online at springdancehottubs.com.
You make me feel like
it. Horrible job by the 76ers last night, and they were led. And I mean led in a bad way. By star center Joel Embiid. I mean, he led them right on down the tubes. There's something about Embiid's wiring that isn't right. Something's off. He's got a constitution, his body, his mind. He just, at times, not always, obviously, but at times, he seems unable to effectively play through the type of adversity that other greats can blast right on through. And it's a shame. I mean, it's a killer because, obviously, it is dramatically limiting this franchise. And, you know, there's a really good chance they're going to be eliminated in the second round of the playoffs yet again. It's it is like a Greek tragedy. It's like, you know, because, guys, we get mesmerized, I mean, rightfully so, by this player who is so magnificently skilled. And he plays, John, with such, at times, oftentimes, fervor and intensity that we love. I mean, he's got like a presence. He's got a connection to the audience at the Wells Fargo Center that is Allen Iverson-like, Charles Barkley-like, Brian Dawkins-like, you know, Reggie White-like, where the crowd rallies to him. And it's so cool. And yet, then you get in these moments where adversity kicks in and he's unable to answer the bell. It is really weird, man.
He is, we all love him. For many reasons. He's a wonderful player. I'm fascinated by the person that he is. He's so interesting.
And the story, I mean, coming from Africa, not having played basketball until he was like 15 years old. I mean, it's an amazing, you know, having sat out those first 2 years. I mean, it's an amazing story. He's an
amazing man.
Yeah.
And we do love him. The fact that when he says after the game that playing for him right now is a lose-lose situation. Think about that.
It's a bad
He says
mindset.
It's a lose-lose situation. Yeah. The most important game of the season. And to him, he views it as a lose-lose situation. Yeah. And what he means there is if he plays, if he doesn't play, he says he'll get called soft. If I play and I play badly, they'll probably come up with a bunch of stuff. He's just not good enough. I could see that he felt that way. Mm-hmm. He played exactly the way he answered that question.
Yep.
It was a lose-lose proposition. Game 5 in Miami, a game you must win. The stats tell you that 83% of the teams that win Game 5 in a 2-2 series – they go on NBA history. Yep. They go on to win the series. How about these stats, too? Teams that start a series with a 2-0 lead, 92.4% of the time, they go on to win the series.
Yep.
Game 1 winners, 75% of the time, they win the series. Game 1 winners at home, they win 85% of the time. These numbers, they're all adding up against us, stacked against us, where we have to be locked in to overcome
this situation.
And yet, after game three and four,
he's saying it's a lose-lose situation. Right. Like, he believes that the it's already conceded.
They had put themselves entering last night into striking distance because they had played well in games three and four, and they just.
It's time to ignite your team.
Brutal.
And be that leader that proves all the doubters wrong. Everyone who voted against you, you know what? Forget them.
Yeah.
You know, go out there and show them that you're the MVP. And instead, he deemed it a lose-lose situation. He played that way. The rest of the team followed him.
We'll get to some audio of Embiid here coming up, things he said post-game last night. Let's go to Matt right now. Reaction on last night. Matt, you're on WIP.
My neck. My back. How could the league do me like that? My thumb. My face. I should have been in first place.
That's amazing, man.
You said no joke. I know. I'm joking.
That's pretty good.
I'm really, really glad you didn't accurately quote that song. Which, by the way, is one of the great songs of all time, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. What frustrated me about last night is I know NBA is different from college and high school and all. I played ball. My coach, I'm only 5'7". I was a two guard. If I didn't box out, I was running suicides like forever. And that, I think, not just with the Sixers, but the league in general, anybody that just does fundamental basketball can really be a force in this league. And nobody does it.
That's why it would be so
stand there and watch.
Yeah, so fascinating to see Jay Wright coach. Because it would be a battle of wills. It would be his will to do things the right way, and it would be the player's will to, you know, not give full go, full all, full gusto, you know, over six straight months. And it would really, it'd really be interesting to see who would win out on that.
That's where we're getting beat too. We're getting beat on the boards. They are beating us on the boards, hands down. They're getting offensive and defensive rebounds, and that's a big difference in this series. So.
Yeah.
If they just get their fundamentals together, and James Harden's got to stop with that same move. It's lazy. It's a lazy move. And the reason Embiid was on the perimeter last night, because they triple-teamed him, and he was too lazy last night. I'm not saying all the time, but just to get back in the paint, it was frustrating him, so he was out on the perimeter again.
Yeah.
And if that's going to be that simple to rattle him, then we got problems.
Yeah, they did an amazing job of denying him that entry pass. And a lot of that was Bam Adebayo.
John, you really think he tried to get there? Because, I mean –
Yeah, I mean, he – yeah,
I'm
you
sure
could
he
see
did.
It. They were fighting down low and Adebayo – like, I know Joel Embiid should win that matchup. I've watched it.
I know.
He has defeat – like, he – it normally shouldn't be – that simple for Bam to you know, frustrate him the way that he did. And then as soon as he catches it, you'd have three guys collapse on him, and that seemed to frustrate him too. There was a point in the third quarter, though, where they were doing that, yet he was still willing his way to score. How about the fact that Joel Embiid last night, you know how many free throws he shot? Three.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Three.
Doc's been out-coached this whole series, but I just think that you know, the Miami's head coach just says, let Embiid beat you, and when you triple-team him, when you see him in that demeanor, then you know you can win. And I posted in the first quarter on Facebook, he's got that look on his face again, that pouting look. It's over. And I called
Well, we were all
when
used
he was
to
holding his back.
Yeah.
That's when I felt like it was over. When he was saying, look at me, I'm hurting.
When I
remember
face
how bad this
off.
Is.
You can tell now. Face it tip off. You can tell when he's not ready to show up.
I'm with you. Matt, give me something that you used to love and don't anymore.
My ex-wife. No, I'm kidding.
Not a bad answer.
That's pretty good.
We used to like tailgate party back in the 90s. We couldn't wait. Now I can care less. Monday Night Football.
Interesting. Okay, I thought he was going to say going to an Eagles game, which has, for me, lost some luster. But Monday Night Football is a different answer and a good one. Really good answer, by the way.
How dare you, Joe?
What, Monday Night Football?
Going to an Eagles game
here's
lost luster.
Knock it off, buddy, because I don't think you go to too many yourself. I mean, let's just quick review. You go to the game. Let's say it's a 1 o'clock game. James, you get down there, 10:30, you're hanging with your boys. Hopefully one of the other guys brought food and some kind of grill, because I'm certainly not bringing it.
Classic DeCameron.
You got some totally. You got some come beers.
In. Oh, you got stuff for me? Yeah. Cool. Let me hop in. Take all
Why
your
don't
stuff
you order
right
wings?
How many times in my life do you think I've ever been on the grill?
Zero.
Correct.
Really?
Zero. My whole life. Not one time
You're
I've been
kidding
on. I'll
me.
Never be on the grill. I mean, at least.
Why not? Why don't you make it a point to learn to grill? It is an incredible process.
I'm a let someone else handle it or
Joe, I'll just. Do you have a
of
no.
course I don't have a grill. Wow. What do you think, I got a grill? Come on, no.
I don't know. Most people able to do that.
You know, you get there. It's just, here's the deal. It's super fun when you're in the game, but we all know the timeouts at the stadium can be long. Players just standing on the field. Seems like a lot of commercial break. And then, you know, by the time you get beat to traffic out of there, my God, it's like, I mean, you might not get out of the parking lot till 5:15. Then you got to drive home at 6 o'clock. You've pretty much missed all the 4 o'clock games. I mean, you're tired. Now you're tired. Oh. You didn't get to see pregame. You didn't get to see postgame. James, the going to the game experience.
But you did get to take in the energy.
I would much
of that
rather
crowd.
Watch at home. It's not even a question. You get all of it. You get your fantasy stuff. You get the your other TV with Red Zone. It's not even close for me.
Tell you what, it is not cool that they don't let you make a peep in that area that we get to watch the game from. Like the press box.
Oh, well, that's the rule, man.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Richie, for what it's worth, I think it is among the dumbest things in sports. Is
you're
that
not
they,
permitted
you,
to
you have
say.
You're all so serious. Yeah. In the
well,
press
you're,
box.
You're permitted.
Say yeah. or do no, it. You're not. Like, Joe. I got scolded at
I
a
did
press
too.
Box once for fist pumping. I got scolded.
Wow.
I got told, hey, you're not supposed to do that here. Yeah. It's like,
what,
I
which,
get it.
Which
I
sport? Which sport?
I mean, I don't want to call out the team. Yeah, it wasn't a team employee. It was actually, I mean, it wasn't a team employee. It was another journalist who said it to me. But I just think it's so dumb. Like, I know it used to be that way and all that, but I think we've gotten past that now. Like, it's okay to root a little bit for the team you cover. It's the freaking team you cover. Like,
exactly.
Of course you want them to do
well.
Yeah,
you got
to
remember, there's people from the other city that are there.
Whatever.
Yeah.
In the press box, you're watching a game. It's a freaking sport. You should be able to pump your freaking fist.
People were aghast at me. It was against the Vikings. We were up for the NFC Championship game.
Oh, was that game?
What a huge game.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
and
you got to control yourself.
I didn't realize it was that uptight.
Let's go to Matt right now, Northeast Philly. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Matt.
So, first off, I wanted to say thanks for your little promos that you do for the casino apps, because I ended up trying one out, and I hit a jackpot.
Nice.
So,
good work.
How much did you win?
$1,000.
Oh, that's good work.
Wow.
Nice.
I mean, yeah, I...
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I spent $20 on $1,000. I can't argue with
it.
That's
phenomenal.
Yep.
That's,
So, Matt, since we gave you the recommendation, what are you buying for us?
What am I buying for?
I mean, listen,
do we have a finder's fee involved?
I mean, you spent $20, you made $1,000, so, okay, there's $980. You don't have to spend, like, the $900 on us, but what about the
$80? I'm sure we could work something out.
Yeah, send over some steaks or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Steaks.
I'll
what are you
going
to do with steaks?
I'm
going to
eat them.
You're going to eat them raw?
I'll eat them raw. That's right. All right, Matt, what do you got on the 76ers last night?
All right. So, my opinion with Joel Embiid is I feel like he's being selfish right now. Like, if he had any type of heart, knowing that he lost the MVP, he'd be like, okay, that was my individual accomplishment. I didn't win it. But you know what? I still have a championship I can go out there and try and win for my team and for my city. Because in the ultimate end, it's a team sport. You know, the city is all looking at him right now. I would rather him go out there, like they said, Toby said, you're going to see a pissed off Joel Embiid. Where was it? Yeah. Where was this pissed off Joel Embiid? Sorry about that. I'm outside. But anyway, you know, he's thinking of himself. Like, go out there ticked off. If you put your heart and soul out on line, you're going to be in pain regardless if you're on the court or off the court. Put everything on the line. And if you still lose, at least you have the respect from the fans. And if you win, that's the ultimate basically, ha-ha, you voted for the wrong person. I have a chip.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Matt. Listen, I mean, this is something Jordan talked about in The Last Dance, and I know we had a caller earlier that said, well, don't compare everyone to Jordan. But it's not about the skill. It's about the will. You know,
yeah,
Jordan in The Last Dance talked about, and we all knew the story before The Last Dance, but he talked about how when he didn't win that MVP and Karl Malone did, he's like, okay, I'll get you in the finals. I mean, and he did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
– and it's not that he doesn't – it's not that Joel Embiid has no heart. Like, he had – an awful night. It was a terrible night. He let his shortcomings in terms of, you know, the will to win overcome him last night.
No question.
And I expect that we're going to see a completely different Joel in this next game, in game six. I do think that he will respond to the way he played, and I think he'll be awesome. I'm positive of it.
Well, I'm not positive. But I feel pretty confident he'll play really good.
He is gonna. He's gonna take.
But no, it's not because all those reasons. It's just because he'll feel better, and so he'll play the way a normal
feel
Joel
better. What do you mean? Why would he feel better?
I don't know. Why did he feel worse last night? I don't know. He just did.
Even then, if he does well in Game Six, you know, you go to Game Seven in Miami. Who's to say he's not going to put on another performance like he did last night?
It could go any which way, Matt. I'm just telling you, I think he'll bounce back just because he's great. Now, I'm not going to put it on the he's ashamed and embarrassed by Game Five, and he's going to come back with a vengeance. He's just going to play great because when he plays his normal ball, he's normally great. I'm down on him.
Hold on. The fact last night after the game, he talked about how it's a lose-lose.
Yep.
If I don't play, people will call me soft. If I do play and play poorly, people will say, well, look, he's not that good. It matters to him to some degree what people think, what people say. He wants us. Last night, he fell prey.
But where was that before the game last night?
I don't know. He fell prey to this idea that he wanted to remind people how hard this is, that how he is compromised.
Yep.
He's not okay. He's struggling right now. And that's the problem.
All right, Matt, something.
I need to get rid of that part of Joel Embiid.
Matt, something you used to love and don't anymore. What do you got?
I'm going to go with music. Because you know what? It used to be so great back in the day, just hearing one song. And nowadays, it's remixed 20 times. It's made by 20 different people. And it's just, it's not natural anymore.
I'll tell you this. So that answer, here's why that answer to me.
It's a note from me, dog.
Huh?
To go Randy Jackson. That's a no for me, dog.
That's a no. Yeah, that's a no for me, too. Music is still great. First off, the exact same music that you listened to as a kid still exists. What you're saying is you don't like modern music as much as you used to like modern music. But that's not what he said. He just said music. I mean, songs you listened to in the 70s that you loved are still available.
Yep. And he also is generalizing. Like, he's, you know, there's a lot of new music that a lot of people love. You know?
So let me tell you someone that I like an awful lot, and I still like an awful lot, but I got to criticize him. I got to be critical of him because he was not critical enough last night. I don't know if this stood out to you guys. Obviously, the focus is Embiid and Harden and the whole deal. But look, Grant Hill's a great guy, man. He's a great guy. He's an American hero. I mean, he's freaking Grant Hill. But if you're going to be a broadcaster in Game 5 of the second round of the playoffs, you got to have some teeth to your commentary. I mean, you simply cannot watch Joel Embiid and the Sixers sleepwalk through 48 minutes last night and not call it out. You just can't do that. I mean, why as a viewer do I have to wait till halftime and postgame to get critical analysis from Shaq and Charles Barkley and Grant Hill, who, my God, he was a wonderful player. He's a great guy. He's been on our show. I mean, I'll always love Grant Hill. But come on, man. Call it like it is. I mean, there was one moment last night. I don't remember what MB did. He did something good. And Grant Hill went into, that's the whole, you know, the sign of a great player. When
I noticed that, too.
He's not shooting great. He does the little things.
Too.
He did one little thing in one moment in a 48-minute game. Otherwise, he sleepwalked through the game.
And especially with how many moments there were of, like, when, threw it behind Maxie or when Harden was ready for the pass. Just, like, lackadaisical stuff they weren't going
What out. A great broadcaster would have done, a great broadcaster would have done, is highlight it. The career journey of Joel Embiid and of the 76ers, that this is year 5 of them trying to win in the playoffs, that this is year 9 for the organization since the process began. This is a big grand experiment thing, and that they have failed in past postseason games and postseason series in part because he has failed. The great announcer would point that out and say, what we are witnessing here, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is a lack of will from an incredible basketball player who has demonstrated a lack of will before. And he might be about to flush his team's chances down the toilet again. But all Grant Hill did was just talk. It was stupid. We need more from him. 215, we do. 215. And that's why Charles and Shaq are Charles and Shaq. Why when they retire from broadcasting, it'll never be the same again. Because, listen, others can be critical, but my God, Grant Hill provided a zero critical analysis.
I think he got better with the Philadelphia Sixers thing.
Well, he didn't say it last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't
so
say
someone
it.
Got he has to him. Improved.
Someone had to have gotten to him on that one.
You think so?
He didn't say it at all. He said it both games. He kept saying it. Like someone must have been like, hey, Grant, listen, man, you got to stop saying this.
You agree with me on Grant Hill, though, James?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was no teeth to
it. Give me some bite, man. Yeah. I mean, this is a
it was
major.
A no-show.
It was a no-show, and it's a team who just put themselves on the precipice of being pushed right out of the playoffs, and there was no context. There was no texture to it by him. Let's go to Corey right now in Delaware. Hello, Corey.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hi, Corey.
I know it's a rough day. So
dude, when we're criticizing Grant Hill, you know it's getting hard.
I want to make two real quick points. So the first thing, John, I think you said in the beginning of the show that you don't know if it's bad luck or – what it is about Embiid every year in the playoffs, I have a little bit of a theory, at least for the injury portion. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like these guys play 70% effort alone in the regular season, and as soon as they start ramping it up, and it's not just in Philly, but as soon as they start ramping it up in the playoffs, I don't know if their bodies can handle it. I don't think their bodies are,
and
like, ready
mind,
for it.
Corey. Bodies and mind, because when players used to play through injuries in the regular season, it wasn't just their body that played through the injury. It was their mind being trained to learn that they could play through injury.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. But if you look at the other teams, I mean, you have Morant just going down. There's all kinds of injuries all over the place. Yeah. Lowry, they're all getting beat up right now. And the way that Joel plays, I feel like he's a little bit more susceptible to injury than some, you know.
No question.
It's just a theory. So.
Yeah.
Second point, I actually sent a text. So I'm more of a casual basketball fan. I've only started watching within the last 5 years. But I went back to 2019 to a text message I sent my buddy, and the text message just said, trade Simmons, do whatever you got to do to keep Butler. And could you imagine this team with Butler, Maxie, and Embiid?
Yep, I can't imagine
it. Bench and,
it's brutal, man. It is the thing that made it so weird, Corey, is that him and Embiid were so close. They respected each other. They had a friendship. They played well off of each other on the court. It's really rare that a player of that magnitude, like Jimmy Butler, enters any team in America, plays really good, completely vibes with the best player on the team, and then is gone after 4 months.
But think about it. Back then, it was there was this push and pull, push and tug between Joel and Ben Simmons, like which guy had the upper hand.
And they were about
and
to sign
Brett Brown was here.
Yeah.
Ben probably could take precedence at times, which he certainly did with the Jimmy Butler situation.
And the sad thing is they could have had all of them. I mean, if you remember, the phrase that summer was run it back. And that meant re-sign Jimmy Butler and Tobias and J.J. Redick and just bring all five guys back and go after it again. But instead, they – look, we still don't know, Corey, who ultimately made the decision, Jimmy Butler or the Sixers. But as Derek Bodner said it was earlier this week, you know, he thinks – it was a combination of the two, that the Sixers prioritized keeping the ball in Ben Simmons' hands, and Jimmy Butler didn't want to be with a team that the ball's going to be in Ben Simmons' hands. And so, you know, you can kind of say both of them were involved. Corey, give me something you used to love and you don't anymore.
All right. So I would say Christmas morning, because waking up first thing Christmas morning, going downstairs and looking under the tree, that was amazing. And look, I'm a dad now.
Yeah, I got you. Being a parent, it's a different deal.
It's different. I'm not going there.
I got you. Yeah. Christmas morning certainly can be different as an adult than a kid. It's an interesting answer. All right, speaking of answers, Joel Embiid with some answers last night after the game, whether you like him or not, you be the judge. What's the context here, James? He's just talking about his –
playing through injury.
Playing through injury. Or – moping through injury? All right, here's Joel Embiid on moping through injury.
Man, I don't know. I thought, coming in, I had the right mindset. I had the right mindset about, what I wanted to accomplish. And you know, as far as, you know, myself and the team to try to get the win. And, you know, there's a lot going on. Sometimes, you know, your body and whatever that's going on, as you know, just won't allow you to just, you know, be yourself. You know, in those moments, you just got to keep pushing, hope for the best. But like I said, it's, at this point, it's all about, you know, just being there and, you know, just keep pushing.
Well, the problem is he doesn't keep pushing. I mean, the words sound great, but they sound hollow. I mean, I get the theory, Joel, keep pushing. What he did last night was not keep pushing. He relented. His will was taken away from him. His desire to compete. There's a difference between playing and competing. And I've made this case before about, to use a Phillies analogy, Bobby Abreu and Shane Victorino. Bobby Abreu played baseball, and he was very, very good at playing baseball. Shane Victorino competed in baseball. He competed. There's a difference. What Joel Embiid did last night was play. He played basketball. He didn't compete. And because he didn't compete, the team got not even close to the best of him. And the others followed suit and chose not to compete much as well. I mean, it was a disgrace.
I object to what he said there.
In what regard?
He said, your body, sometimes your body, as you know, it just won't allow you to be yourself. In those moments, you just got to keep pushing and hope for the best. It's not about hoping for the best, Joel. This is your team. You steer our destiny. It is all about you. It is not about hoping.
Yeah.
And he ended it with, at this point, it's all about just being there and just keep pushing. It's not about just being there. Like, you need to be that dominant physical presence in the paint, you know, both ends. Last night, his defensive performance was really concerning also.
It was awful.
We're talking about the offensive stuff. I mean, he was just swatting at the ball, like going for like steals rather than being like that intimidating presence on that side of the court. And that's, you know, like Jimmy Butler said after the game, if we focus on playing the right kind of defense, everything else will take care of itself. Joel has said, you know, he's focused on being the best defensive player in the league. Were you really focused on being the best defensive player in the league last night? You really think that you were in the right frame of mind coming in where you were playing
right,
like you wanted to be the best defensive player in the league? That's a joke.
It is a joke.
It looked nothing like that.
And because of his lack of focus, they completely punted a game away. And you only get four of these losses, and it seems like every year in the playoffs there's at least one or two in a key series where they just handed the other team the game.
I understand that you're beat up. I mean, and that makes it harder.
Yeah.
That absolutely makes it harder. And I do feel sympathy. Of course, we all do. But I expect that you should be able to play. You should look like you're doing the right things. You know, and you weren't.
He wasn't. One more from MB. James got another one in there with, what, James, a bigger context here, a broader context?
Yeah, it's focused, kind of like done with the MVP thing. I got to focus on the bigger picture.
Well, I'm glad now that it's 3-2.
Yeah,
he's done
finally,
with it.
We're there. Oh. So
yeah,
now,
yeah.
Now he's going to worry about the playoffs.
Apparently he had a mope through 48 minutes last night, but apparently now he's done with it. Here's what he said.
Congrats to Nikola. You know, he deserved it. He had an amazing season. You know, there's no right or wrong. You know, there was a lot of candidates. It could have gone either way. Giannis, Devin, Booker, you know, being on the best team in the league by far. So I guess every year is all about, you know, whatever you guys decide, whatever fits the narrative as far as, you know, who's going to win. I'm not mad. No, that's 2 years in a row. You know, I put myself in that position. It didn't happen. You know, it's almost like at this point is whatever happens. You know, that's probably, you know, last year I campaigned about it. This year, you know, I answered questions when I was asked, and you know, in the next, you know, few years until I retire, it's almost like, you know, to me it's just, I don't know, like I said, I don't know what else I have to do to win it. And to me, it's like at this point, it's like it's whatever. It's all about, you know, focusing. Not that I wasn't focused on the bigger picture, but you know, it's really time to like really put, you know, all my energy into the bigger picture, which is to win the whole thing.
See, and the fact that he wasn't doing that already is the problem. Guys, there's nothing wrong with trying to win an MVP award. I mean, you should. You should try to win whatever you can try to win in life. If there's an award in radio, I'd hope to win the award. But the reality is, when the playoffs start, if you don't know that all focus and energy has to be on winning that game, that series, and the whole shebang, then you're not mature enough yet to understand what the big picture is. I mean, if he just discovered last night what the big picture really is about, and he discovered that at, you know, 10:45 after that game, shame on him. I mean, I love Joel Embiid, guys. I love him. He's my favorite Sixer in a long time. He's certainly my favorite Sixer since Iverson. He's one of the best players we've ever seen in Philly sports. But I'll ask a question. I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it as a way to make a point. Can you trust Joel Embiid? Of course not. Of course you can't trust him. Of course you can't. You know, sometimes
that
he's going to be
worry.
There. You can't trust him.
You know what last night looked like? Last night looked like he was playing without motivation.
Yeah.
And if that's and it's bad timing, because, you know, that coincides with, I know that they say it's a regular season award and what happens in the postseason doesn't matter because the voting's already done. But it sure looked like he was trying to make a point, you know, playing the way he did. The excellent Joel Embiid, you know, it sure looked like he was trying to prove that he was an MVP for a lot of, you know, coming back the way that he did. Last night didn't look like he was trying to prove anything.
Just awful, man. Look, let's get some more calls. 215-592-9494. One other note, if you're just tuning in or used to usually this segment being the Ray Diddy segment for an entire hour. No Ray Diddy today. He'll be with us Friday. Obviously, we were looking forward to having Ray on today's show. We always look forward to having Ray on. Ray had a scheduling conflict, so not able to do the show today. He will join us later in the week for an entire hour Friday at 12:45. And obviously, it will be a chance for us not only to talk Sixers with Ray and Phillies and Eagles and all that good stuff, but also, you know, a little bit more into his mindset upon his soon-to-be retirement. So Friday, Ray will be with us at 12:45. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Colin in Washington Township. Hey, Colin.
Yo, what up?
Hey, Colin.
Man, so that was a pretty terrible night last night. Flyers go nowhere in the draft lottery. Sixers lose. Phillies lose. I think we struck out. But, you know, Embiid, like you say, John, like, or Joe, you said, like, maybe he's concussed. Like, well, no, he almost certainly is concussed. Like, you don't really get better from a concussion in 2 weeks. Like, at least not in my
experience. You know what I mean, though, Colin. He might still be in the throes of suffering. I mean, you know, there's a difference between being a week and a half out and being still truly immersed in it in a bad way. He might be.
I mean, he probably is. I mean,
I don't know. Like, he probably is not, by the way. Normally, Normally, a week and a half later, you're not in the throes of a concussion.
I don't think that's accurate.
Was he in the throes of a concussion in games 3 and 4?
Exactly, Colin.
Yeah, and you have good days and bad days.
Maybe.
I know from personal experience, I had significant concussion symptoms for a solid 6 weeks.
It can happen, yes.
Concussion. Like, pro athletes do not really go by a real concussion protocol. There's just no way. There's no way that they're all healed after a week and miss the bare minimum. Like, I don't buy that for a second. I mean, it's not like a total excuse, but you know, after the ball hits him in the mask and just there was no energy from anybody. So, I mean, that's not just on Embiid. That's bad on everyone. Like, Harden couldn't do anything. Maxie, Harris, like, no one had energy. And we're, like, putting it all on Joel and asking if he's sulking. Well, I don't know. I mean, why is it all on him? He's the best player. But
well, he was
someone
sulking.
Someone else has
he
to help him.
He is the best player. He was sulking. The rest of the team stunk, too. There's no question. The loose balls, you could see it every time. Miami got it. There was never even a question. I mean, except for Paul Reed.
Those all serious,
Paul
though.
Reed actually got after it a little bit. And he's, like, so compromised, like, talent-wise compared to someone like Joel. But he was trying to do something.
He was.
I appreciated that.
No one else said anything. Colin, what do you got on the Phils, man?
I didn't necessarily say anything about.
I'm sorry. Seltzer had it up on the screen here. You wanted to talk Phils. I guess you know Seltzer. He does all sorts of mistakes. Colin, give me something like Seltzer you used to love and don't anymore.
I mean, I would say just like using like imagination. Like, you gave me a wiffle ball bat when I was a kid. Like, I was a knight that was gonna like kill a dragon. Now it's like we're all on our phones and like we need
that's not
different
a good
thing.
No,
yeah.
It's a different thing. That's not.
It's like a what do you wish was it was like back in the day or something.
Yeah, what do you wish people did as often as they used to? That's not something you used to love. And I mean, you don't not love imagination. So bad answer right there. 215-592-9494. So we get a shot, John, within 20 seconds, a shot at Seltzer and a shot at Colin. Both of them. All right.
Definitely. Yeah, we apologize for Jimmy's awful job.
Yes, that was should we just stop the show? Can we go on? Are you sure we can do the last hour?
I don't know. Ask Embiid. Is Embiid up
totally
for it? Can Embiid take one more hour of radio? 215-592-9494. Look, we'll continue taking the reaction to, honest to God, what was one of the truly worst performances in a big game that we have ever seen in Philadelphia sports history. It was that bad. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, your opportunity to hop in on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.